on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, a break-in at a specialty jeans store in downtown Laguna Beach early Monday morning has police detectives on the hunt for thieves with a discerning eye. Officers who responded at 3 a.m. to an alarm in the 200 block of Forest Avenue found a broken glass door at Robin's Jean and believe suspects have taken several items of clothing. Inventory at the shop included men's jeans with embellished black pockets. They range in price from $299 to $949 for ones with Prague crystals. Police say a surveillance camera captured images of four people near the store. The police log notes that a witness described a possible getaway car and the CHP finding a car matching that description abandoned on the 73 freeway. Sergeant Tim Kleiser says the value of the merchandise stolen was not yet known. He did not describe the contents of the car, which was towed to Laguna Beach for investigation. Aliso Niguel High School in Aliso Viejo recently won a contest through the online tutoring site Chegg to bring Mac Lemore and Ryan Lewis to the school to speak to the students, in addition to a $10,000 grant for the arts department. However, according to a number of local students and a post on Reddit, the administration has declined the money and the visit. A student named Quinn Darling uploaded a lengthy post to Instagram about the situation, alleging that due to complaints from parents that the music promoted drug use and misogyny, the visit was stymied. But the students aren't giving up yet. They've started a change.org petition, which, as of this reading, has almost 3,000 signatures of its goal of 5,000. In addition, students are using the Bring Mac Back hashtag to voice their frustrations. One pointed out, the grant is more important than the type of influence Macklemore is, parentheses, and he's a great one, by the way. Macklemore has been very vocal in both interviews and his music about his struggle with drugs, the ways in which they negatively affected his life and creative process, and his dedication to his sobriety. Whether or not you like Macklemore, I think that's really a shame that there would be such censorship in something that students set out to do, and to deny a $10,000 grant, which would go toward your music program, which, according to some of these posts, is something that's really desperately needed, is a real bummer, and I hope administrators come around on that topic. All right, in box office news, looking outside the Laguna bubble this morning, Ridley Scott and Matt Damon are back. The Martian. Its good word of mouth and high critical praise kept the film at number one this weekend, dropping a mere 31.9% from its opening weekend. It pulled in about $37 million. This stronghold on the box office represents the lowest week-to-week drop in the last five movies directed by Ridley Scott. The Martian's staying power was also aided by weak openings for Pan at $15.3 million and The Walk at $3.7 million. In national news, yesterday was Columbus Day, but some places aren't calling it that anymore. Alaska has officially renamed Columbus Day Indigenous Peoples Day, joining a growing body of local governments moving in that direction. In an executive proclamation, Governor Bill Walker wrote that Alaska is built upon the homelands and communities of the indigenous peoples of this region, without whom the building of the state would not be possible. He pointed out that 16% of Alaskans have indigenous heritage and that the state opposes systematic racism toward indigenous peoples of Alaska or any Alaskans of any origin and promotes policies and practices that reflect the experiences of indigenous peoples. South Dakota has celebrated Native American Day on the second Monday of October since 1990, and many U.S. cities from Albuquerque to Portland officially do celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay, yeah, I guess Columbus was a bit of a prick, and I suppose there was a genocide of Native Americans, but you can't change history just by changing the name. I suppose we can celebrate it less, and that's what Alaska's doing. You still get the day off, right? So that's what's important. We're KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell, Laguna's only FM.